Results of this repair versus retire analysis show that, on both a quantitative and qualitative basis, it is a prudent course of action to repair CR3 using a selected repair option rather than decommission the plant.
The price tag for the repairs ranges between $900 million and $1.25 billion. So far, they've cost about $214 million. Progress Chief Financial Officer Mark Mulhern said Nuclear Electric Insurance Limited, or NEIL, has covered most of that.
To the end of May, we have spent $214 million in repair costs and have been reimbursed or have receivables from NEIL for $149 million. That leaves a balance for recovery of $65 million.
The balance he mentioned would probably show up on consumer power bills with approval of the State Public Service Commission, a regulatory body critics say heavily favors utilities. Total consumer costs for the whole project are projected at $560 million. Then there's the cost of replacing power from the Crystal River nuke plant. Mulhern made the controversial claim that nuclear power is less expensive than other traditional sources. He said the cost of having a nuclear reactor down has added up. Insurance covers some of it, he said, but the rest, again, may get covered by higher electricity rates for consumers.
So with Crystal River 3, the total replacement power cost differential is $375 million, of which $229 million is expected to be recovered from NEIL. And the balance of $146 million will be reviewed by the Florida Public Service Commission at a later date.
Bill Newton, head of the Florida Consumer Action Network, said nuclear power is actually much more expensive than other forms.
We think the utility's motivation for charging customers an additional $560 million to repair this, and possibly even more, is that when they make these investments, they get to charge customers, they get a return on their investment from 10 to 14%. So the more money that they invest in their nuclear power plants, and the nukes are huge investments, they get to make more profits.
Vincent Dolan, head of Progress Energy's Florida operations, didn't say what the company would do if the PSC rejected their request for a rate hike.
I mean, ultimately, the commission will review prudence of all the events associated with this outage and repair. So we have to really determine with them and the other interested parties how we're going to proceed on what schedule. You know, obviously, the sooner we get moving and get the unit back in service, the sooner the benefits are going to show up for consumers.
The other option would have been to permanently shutter the nearly 40-year-old facility, but Progress Energy CEO Bill Johnson said that would have cost more.
Our overriding commitment in all of this is safety. Beyond that, we are basing our Crystal River decisions on which course of action will best serve the interests of our customers in Florida.
The PSC isn't the only agency that has to sign off on the plan. Repairs or not, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has to grant Progress a license to operate a nuclear facility every 20 years, and the current license for Crystal River is up in 2016. The commission is holding a meeting in Crystal River this evening to gain public input. Johnson said he's not too concerned about getting the extension.
The commission has just issued two in recent weeks, so they're still following their normal licensing and relicensing schedules and processes.
The Associated Press recently investigated the relationship between the nuclear industry and the NRC and found the agency was letting aging facilities run well beyond their estimated lifespan. Paul Gunter, head of Beyond Nuclear, said the cozy relationship between the NRC and utilities it oversees is troubling. He says the nuclear industry isn't forthcoming when it comes to its flaws.
Well, the nuclear industry in general will downplay the safety significance of, a lot of well-known problems and risks that are undertaken in, you know, turning these nuclear power plants on. And, you know, obviously, there are lots of deteriorating conditions in those plants as they get older. Whether we're talking about a used car or a nuclear power plant, everybody knows that the older they get, the more cracks they get, and the more maintenance they require.
As for the Progress plant in Crystal River, Gunter said he thinks it's clear that the problem lies in the plant's construction materials, something not even a billion-dollar repair job could remedy.
It could very well be the aggregate in the concrete has been shown to be a problem, problematic. And these cracks may in fact not be static, and a repair may very well not address crack growth in the concrete later because this is pre-stressed concrete.